This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Start the hour with some Panthers info. Road to a repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So Panthers are off till Friday. And if you happen to be going to the game Friday when the Utah Hockey Club visits, you just might well see the debut of Brad Marchand in a Panthers uniform. Then the Cats host Montreal on Sunday. Then they're going to hit the road, 4-game road trip, which will take them to Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, and Detroit. Do 15 minutes of heat. You have the open for 15 minutes of heat because I want to talk a little Jimmy Butler here.
It's sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
We talked about it a bunch for the first couple hours. I thought Jimmy Butler looked small last night. And I'm not talking about the on-the-court stuff. I'm talking about the lack of interaction, the lack of appreciation, the lack of any sort of olive branch to the organization and his former teammates, his former coaching staff. But here's an email that Ira Winderman got at the Sun Sentinel in the Ask Ira section. Ira, isn't the Jimmy Butler situation really about a guy who doesn't keep his word? Sorry, Dwayne Wade, but nowhere else in the world but the NBA do we have people who sign a contract and then think it's fine to not honor the contract. Butler was fine in taking the Heat's money this season, but refused to put in the work to earn it. It was basically stealing, or even worse, because he was also sabotaging the season for the Heat. Yet you have all the former players praising Jimmy for what he did. And it's funny that you just played praise you. If he did have a major injury, so he couldn't play this year before being traded, I don't think he would have complained about his contract for this season. The NBA and the owners really need to get some backbone, or every contract situation will become like this. Pat Riley was wrong for shooting off his mouth, but he wasn't the one stealing someone's money. And what happened to Jimmy's guys, the Heat players, who he left twisting in the wind, playing extra minutes, or expending extra energy while Jimmy stood in the corner laughing to himself? And this is what Ira says. I got a text at the beginning of the show from a friend of mine, Justin, when we were talking about the tribute video, and I said the Heat kind of laid it up for the fans to cheer Jimmy Butler. A buddy of mine, Justin, had texted me at the beginning of the show, the tribute video was weak. Dude left here letting you know he was miserable. Heat should have absolutely ignored him last night. Now, I believe in retrospect, had the Heat known the way Jimmy was going to act, I don't know if they would have done a tribute video, or I certainly don't think they would have done it at the intro. Because I think they were extending an olive branch and he shooed it away. But here's what Ira Winderman says about all that, what I just wrote. He says, based on that email, which is why I found nothing to be warm and fuzzy about Tuesday night's game. And it's an interesting take by Ira, because there were a lot of people. We had the conversation yesterday leading up to the game, like, wow, let's remember also the four and a half good season, you know. And Ira says, no, it's why I found nothing to be warm and fuzzy about Tuesday night's game. Jimmy Butler sold out his teammates so he could sell himself. And Ira points out, though, but you also have to accept that the sporting realm is a different world when it comes to contracts and salaries. To a degree, the problem is that we almost come to know too much about such situations to the degree that robs some of the escapism that sports was designed to be. As for owners standing up to such shenanigans, Pat Riley did just that with three unpaid suspensions. That he did. We talked about it earlier as well. LeBron was on Pat McAfee today. One of the things they talked about, he said, Riles doesn't give a bleep. If you don't represent the Shield the way that Riles deems appropriate, then you're on the outs. And LeBron even said, he goes, when I saw them not give Dwayne Wade money, he's like, I thought to myself, maybe I didn't even have it so bad in Cleveland when I left there. So Riley does a good job, I think, of representing the Heat and everything the Heat has to offer. Again, there's always two sides to every story, but bottom line, I'm kind of with Ira at this point. There was nothing warm and fuzzy last night. I was mistaken. I was naive in believing that there was going to be something almost like a closure of, hey, this was a really rough end, but we're still brothers in the end. And it was not that last night. And for me, that was all squarely on Jimmy Butler, period, end of story.
Yeah, because had he gone after the game and just dapped up Bam, nothing crazy, like you said, nothing over the top, but just a fist bump, Tyler, quick little high five, walked away, then I think we do have a different taste in our mouth following last night's events. He doesn't even look that way. The only two people he acknowledges are his friends with Twitter fingers who showed up in Joy hoodies last night, and then he walks right into the tunnel amid a bunch of boos. There's no doubt, man. Like, I think everything that played out behind the scenes showed its face on the floor yesterday, from Tyler and Bam and the Heat taking that game very seriously, and then how it ended at the very end of the night.
And I would submit to you, you got a pretty good glimpse on maybe just how difficult it is or was to deal with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Hawk, I don't think anybody at this point is surprised about that. If anything, those of us in Miami were naive. I was. I'm guilty of being naive for several years that somebody like Jimmy Butler, who we knew at previous stops was a difficult person to deal with, had met this perfect match in the Heat, and that everything was just this perfect relationship, you know, behind the scenes. And what became very clear to me when all this was happening from the very first suspension was that that wasn't the case, was that there was some bad blood behind the scenes over the past couple years. And then it all played out publicly. We found out from both sides.
It made perfect sense when you watched what happened this season. Pat Riley's postseason press conference last year, made perfect sense.
Yeah.
If you thought that came out of nowhere or came out of the blue, it obviously didn't. Pat Riley had reached a point with Jimmy Butler where he was like, hey, like, you got to get out there and play, and it's enough with the off-court nonsense that we're dealing with that no one else knows. Like, shut up and play. And didn't sit well, obviously. And, yeah, I mean, again, my greater point, which I said at the beginning of the show, was Jimmy ended up getting what he wanted, yeah, and it still wasn't enough last night to show any kind of appreciation for the organization who, you know, I would say helped him as he helped them get to two NBA finals.
I still
hadn't done before.
I still want to know, man, at what point this season did things change for him? Or we talk about everything being calculated yesterday, dapping up Reggie Miller and Spiro Ditas of all people, and ignoring Mickey Arison, who was sitting right next to him, not talking to Tyler and to Bam and all this stuff. I wonder how much of it was calculated. Showed up to training camp late, but said all the right things. Played hard when he was available early on in the season. Had a 40-point game against the Detroit Pistons, while the Heat, a week prior, had won four straight games with him starting, playing in the lineup. The Heat looked like the team we expected them to be. And then Hawk, after that 40-point game, he missed a couple, comes out against Oklahoma City, plays 2 minutes. We all think he rolls his ankle, has a stomach ache, then misses a week worth of games, comes back, stands in the corner for two straight, and we get the joy comments. I want to know, was it calculated or what changed? What flipped the switch to where he said, enough, I'm not doing this anymore? I don't know if we'll ever find out, but I'm very interested to find out if we ever do, if he ever speaks about it or somebody else does, because
something I wonder, it could be something as simple as during the offseason, he says to himself, okay, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to give it my best, I'm going to get that contract that I want. They're just making me wait a little longer to get it. Maybe after however many games, he has the realization to himself, I don't have enough around me. I don't have enough around me. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to get to where I want to get to. And they're going to have every reason in the world to move on from me. I'm not going to get what I want. So now I got to figure out a different way to get what I want. It could be as something as simple as that, where early on in the season, he realizes, like, yeah, we're fine, but we don't have enough. And I'm not going to do this for 82 games and come up at the end and maybe, you know, maybe get to the second round of the playoffs if everything. And so it could be that.
Because he said he was asked, he was at Barry University, they were practicing, and somebody asked him, hey, had the Heat, after Riley made his comments, had the Heat extended or tried to extend you the same contract he got with Golden State, 2 years, $110 million during the offseason, would you have taken it? And he responded with one word. He said, no. And I don't know. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it either.
I saw it. I'm not buying it. I think there was a question in the Ira column. Let me look at this for 1 second because it kind of plays into that. Ira Winderman, Ira Heat Beat on Twitter.
Sorry,
It says, well, at least we know now that Jimmy Butler will have to ride Steph Curry's coattails because just like he did with the Heat, he couldn't get it done by himself. The Heat had the best player on the court Tuesday, maybe the second and third best, too. It was never about winning for Jimmy. It was just about the contract. Good. Let him enjoy another trip to the play-in unless Steph carries him somewhere else. And so that emailer is saying, hey, it was only about the contract, which I think a lot of people believe, which is why I don't believe him when he says no, that he wouldn't have taken it. Ira responds, by the way, first, had Steph Curry been available Tuesday night, a different outcome would have been highly likely, at least when it came to the final margin. Jimmy Butler continually found open teammates, and those open teammates continually missed open shots. At this point, Jimmy Butler is not a standalone star, which he seems to recognize, continuing to show limited lift, but he does work well with other veterans. Curry Butler has been a formidable and will continue to be formidable with the pairing listing in that order of importance to the Warriors. with the Heat, Butler often was charged with working with developing talent, players such as Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, who remain in their formative years. For Jimmy, Steph Curry is the right player at the right time. But without Steph Curry, there could be more ordinary nights for Jimmy, such as Tuesday. I mean, you saw it last night, because Golden State, when they're out there together, they're a completely different team. And when he had an opportunity, and he had all the reason in the world to carry that Warriors team, we talked about it earlier, and just was unable to do so or unwilling to do so.
Especially everything set up for him to be the hero last night. No Steph Curry. He comes into Miami without Steph Curry, and he outduels Tyler and Bam. He wins that game. He comes off like, hey, mother bleepers, you messed up. And he didn't have any interest in doing that. But Hawk, Ira's saying if Steph Curry plays, it's a different outcome. There's no doubt. Certainly the Heat don't run away with it. But he kind of downplays, I think, what really happened. He says the Warriors missed a ton of open shots. Bro, the Heat forced them into missing a ton of open shots. I think it's taking away from how Bam set the tone yesterday, how Tyler, Bam, Wiggins played yesterday. The entire Heat, they wanted that game. They wanted to kick Jimmy Butler's ass, and they did. It's not like the Warriors just missed shots because they missed shots. They did, but the Heat played probably their best, most complete game of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't want to diminish what the Heat did to Golden State last night at all. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock. All right, we've got to give away those Offspring tickets as well. We have tickets every single day this week to see the Offspring at, I think, Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach in, what is it, July? July.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a Live Nation show. We haven't given away the pair of tickets yet today. Maybe we'll do so in this segment or the next segment. It's The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory. So we'll give away those tickets sometime before 6 p.m. All right, headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Russell Wilson is a New York football giant. Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, and Tommy Cutlets are your quarterbacks
Tommy Cutlets
right now for the New York Giants. Daboll throwing a Hail Mary to save his job. I don't know.
But is that a Hail Mary, or is it just like...
I don't know. I think it is a Hail Mary because they just said, okay, who are the best quarterbacks available right now? Let's throw a ton of money at them. Bro, you're talking about $10.5 million guaranteed for Russell Wilson. And what was it for Jameis? $8 million guaranteed over 2 years?
But over two seasons, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they just threw out $20 million almost in guaranteed money to two quarterbacks that are what? Like, just, you know, in the 20 to 30 range of potential starters in the NFL, probably worse than that, man. I don't know. I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing.
Where's Aaron Rodgers going to end up?
Is there any place
Pittsburgh
left?
Pittsburgh is still the only obvious option, but maybe there will be a surprise team. I don't know. Very interesting.
Who does Pittsburgh have? Mason Rudolph? Is that their only quarterback right now? Did they sign anybody else?
Right, because they got rid of Russell and Justin Fields, right?
Man. I think that's their only quarterback right now. Maybe they trade up to try to draft somebody, which they haven't done in forever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, we were talking about the NBA there. The Oklahoma City Thunder get to 60 wins last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he joins Michael Jordan, Wilt, and Oscar Robertson as the only players ever to have 65 straight games of 20 or more points in a single season. I don't know if SGA is going to end up winning the MVP, Hawk, but it sure feels like he's going to run away with it. Lillard is out indefinitely, unfortunately, and in the NFL, Stephon Diggs is back in the AFC East. Drake May has a plethora of new weapons that includes old friend Mac Hollins and now...
Mac Hollins. That's a receiving room right there.
Our old nemesis, Stephon Diggs, who gets $69 million and $26 million guaranteed.
Nice.
a quick Miami Open update. Final weekend is almost upon us. So, Hawk, 19-year-old Alex Iala. You've never heard of her, and you shouldn't. From the Philippines, not even ranked. Would have lost in the first round. Nobody would have thought anything of it. She just knocked off an hour ago Iga Swiatek, number 2 ranked player in this tournament, in the quarters. That's the third straight slam winner she's beaten in a row in this tournament to book a trip to the semifinal. 19 years old, nobody had ever heard of her prior to this run here. So it's pretty cool what's happening. That might be today the biggest upset in women's singles in like 2 years.
Wow. I've never seen tennis live.
What?
Like professional tennis.
You've never gone to the Open?
No.
Even when it was at Crandon?
Yeah, so we used to do broadcast there. So I was there, but like I never sat and watched an entire match. We would go watch a few volleys or whatever. So I shouldn't say I've never seen it, but I've never like gone out of my way to see it.
Bro, the Open is awesome, man. If you want, I'm playing at the JCC tomorrow morning. If you want to come watch, you know,
what time is that?
Some competitive tennis, 7:30. If you want to come watch some competitive tennis, yeah.
I might see what I have here.
Jessica Pegula.
Checking my Tom Pilot.
Oh, okay. Jessica Pegula is going to play Emma Raducanu in the quarters tonight at 7. She's the only American left in women's singles. And that bum, Novak Djokovic, is going to play in the quarterfinals against the American Sebastian Korda. So we're all rooting against Novak tonight. That is at 8:30 p.m.
All right. We still don't like him?
No. No, no. I cannot stand Novak Djokovic.
All right.
Yeah. And finally, you see this, Hawk? I have mixed feelings about this story. So a United Airlines plane, it made a U-turn 2 hours into its flight. So it took off, and about 2 hours into it, from the west coast of, I believe, the United States, it was headed to China. 2 hours into it, turns around, heads back to the mainland because the pilot realized that he forgot his passport and didn't want to land in China without a passport would have caused a ton of problems. So, I mean, you can imagine the inconvenience for all the passengers aboard, a 6-hour delay until they had to get back, and they spent 2 hours in the air to just end back in the United States. But don't worry, United took care of them. Meal vouchers and compensation for the inconvenience.
They got $15 meal vouchers. That was it.
So what's that good for, like a bag of chips on a plane?
I mean, barely. Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things that happens. You hope it doesn't happen to you. I read the story a couple days ago. There was a flight and a passenger lost his phone on the flight, and it was an international flight. I'm trying to remember where it went from, and it was like just over Canada. They were 3 hours into the flight, had to turn around and go back to the originating airport and land. Because when you lose track of a phone, apparently, on a flight, the lithium battery can be dangerous. If the phone is unable to be found, there's rules as to where a lithium battery can be, and it can't be in the hold. It can only be, you know, in the passenger cabin. And apparently, because this passenger had lost track of the phone and no one knew where it was, they had to go back to the originating airport.
Over a phone?
Over a phone. Over a lost phone.
Oh, that would get me hot, bro. That would get me hot. Like, how do you not have an Apple Watch? You just, you ding your phone. There it is. Like, come on, people. Get with the 21st century. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
You don't have an Apple Watch. What do you do if you lose your phone? What do you do?
I tell my wife, ding my phone.
Bro, you get an Apple Watch? Listen to this. Listen to this. There's my phone.
So I have to wear a watch all day long in case I lose my phone?
The only reason I have an Apple Watch. Here you go.
It's the dumbest thing.
The most delightful jingle ever. I go to the bathroom, you know, I leave my phone in the bathroom, I forget. Now I'm in the kitchen. Where the hell is my phone? Oh, hold on.
Do you literally wear an Apple Watch just to know where your phone is?
Only reason I ever...
How about you just don't forget where your phone is?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Because I don't use a watch. I'm a millennial. If I need to know the time, I...
Well, that's my point. Like, who would use a watch nowadays? You have your phone with you.
I look at my phone, right. But when I lose my phone, well, now I have a watch. What a delightful sound. I mean, truly, just delightful.
Somebody says Pittsburgh signed Skylar Thompson.
Oh, that that's right. That's right. All right, they're set. They're good. Good for them. We'll give them Eric Ezukama if they want him.
You're done?
Oh, am I done? I've been done with Eric Ezukama. Actually, we'll keep him for the preseason. He'll have one good game before he's back on the injured list. We'll keep him for the preseason, one game where Zach Wilson's going to throw seven completions. Eazy's going to have 110 receiving yards. We're all going to talk about, oh, this is the year, this is the year. Oh, backache, he's out, injured reserve list, and then we'll trade him to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And then we're going to argue for Zach Wilson to start over Tua if he has one good preseason game?
Yeah. Remember Tua came out a couple years ago in the preseason, first pass, I think they were in Houston, threw a pick six. That's my cue. Zach Wilson has to start week one.
Because that was your cue for Skylar Thompson.
Yeah. Sometimes you miss on takes, yeah. Hawk. What can I tell you?
Sure.
Sometimes you miss on takes. If I am calling for Zach Wilson to start this year, just give me a week or two off to think about my choices.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Nice afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to low 60s. That is your weather.
I like when you go, you do the weather sponsor, then you go, nice afternoon, as if you're looking at something that tells you it's the nice afternoon, but it never changes from nice afternoon.
I mean, Hawk, it's beautiful outside. What do you want me to do? Lie to the people? It's a nice day.
A weather report?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a weather report.
See, here's the thing. People don't trust meteorologists because they use science. They use these machines that tell them how the weather is. They don't trust that, right? Oh, the guy on channel whatever said it wasn't going to rain. Well, it's raining. Well, I'm giving you eyewitness reports of what the weather is. Gorgeous day.
All right. You want to give away those Offspring tickets here, or you want to wait till the next segment?
Let's do it in the next segment.
All right, we'll do it in the next segment. Offspring tickets in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy Butler and the Warriors were
everybody.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels good, though, about the Heat victory last night, right? Was it sullied at all just by Jimmy Butler's attitude towards the organization, his former teammates? It was weird because I was super happy that they ran him off the court because of that. But there was, I don't know. I felt like something was missing last night because why should I feel bad for Bam and Tyler and Eric Spoelstra? But I felt like I was bothered for them. And they probably weren't bothered because they know Jimmy Butler.
Right.
They've been around him for 5 years. Like, they're probably thrilled that he's not part of their life anymore. But I was annoyed for them that he was doing his thing. It reminded me of, you know, when he was on the team, those last couple of games when they were doing the intros and the team's jumping around like they do. And he's just sitting there like a jackass, like a sore thumb.
Sometimes, though, relationships run their course, right?
Right, but usually you're adult enough at the end to acknowledge. Like, that's not a high barometer. Acknowledge someone you had a relationship with?
Second play of the game. The first play is an Alec Burks three. Knocks it down. After a Warriors miss, second play, Bam beats Draymond up the floor. Puts a little spin move on him. Draymond falls to the ground. He complains. He's saying Bam slapped him in the face. Jimmy comes weak side, tries to block Bam. Bam, two-hand slam, puts the poster dunk on Jimmy.
There's great pictures of that on social media.
the vibes in that stadium, the game could have ended there. The vibes in that stadium were unbelievable. And then later in the game, in the first half, Khalil Ware swatted the mother effing bleep out of a Jimmy shot off the glass. And it felt like a playoff atmosphere in that building, especially in that first quarter. Bam came out and was just, he was terrorizing all of the Warriors. It felt like that, Hawk. It did. And after the game, I don't know, man, like, there was that energy in the crowd all game. And when you know, you hear Mike B yell, final score, like, people stayed in their seats to witness that, to see what Jimmy Butler was going to do.
Well, I think a lot of people were staying to see what the interaction was going to be at the end, because you give him maybe a mulligan at the beginning of the game. Okay, I'm not dapping up my former teammates. Like, I'm focused. And it would have made sense if you went out and scored 40 and, you know, had a double-double. But, yeah, you're watching at the end of the game to see what the interaction's going to be. Like, in my opinion, like, you owe it. Everyone saw Andrew Wiggins. If you didn't see it, check out the Heat social media accounts. But Andrew Wiggins interacted with everyone on his team, former team, including the coach, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And so I was a little bothered by Jimmy. But, yeah, everybody's watching for that. And he just, you know, walks off. He doesn't care.
It was fun last night. I'm not gonna mess with you, Hawk. It was fun last night when he dunked.
Well, what was the vibe like after the intro when the video played for his intro, and then like, I've maintained, I think the Heat did Jimmy a solid by doing that, because yeah. I think they kind of built him up. Like, here's 45 seconds of everything Jimmy did, and then. And then you introduce him. Like, I think they kind of gift wrapped him a better reception than he would have got.
It wasn't a standing ovation, but it also wasn't, you know, this insane sound of boos either. It was 50-50, man. It was. And I was so interested. I told you yesterday, I don't know how this is going to play out, because I think people are just so split on Jimmy Butler right now. That wound is too fresh to sit back and how do you say, compartmentalize everything? It's too fresh. It was 50-50 yesterday, but there was definitely more applause after that video tribute than there was booing, for sure. But there was this weird, awkward moment after the video tribute. The audio works perfectly on the big Jumbotron for the video tribute and for the Warriors player introductions. And then when they try to transition into the Heat original Vice video intro, the audio just, like, I don't know what happens. It shuts off. So you have like this minute and a half of silence in the building right after Jimmy was introduced and acknowledged. Silence. And everybody's kind of looking around like, what the hell's going on here? The video's playing, but there's no audio. And then you get the fire pyrotechnics go off, and Mike B goes, and now. Like, it was weird, man. It was very weird.
I wonder if that helped also, like, if that built up the Heat intros, or if it just felt like, because Ira had tweeted about it last night. He's like, and if, you know, the whatever wasn't bad enough, there's a sound malfunction
It was weird. Weird as hell. Being in a stadium, because that player intro video is probably a good 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Hawk, no audio. Imagine 90 seconds in a stadium with no audio at all. Nothing.
Like, you figure that they would just be able to pipe up some music or something.
Uptown Dale, but pull out the aux cord. Come on. What are you doing?
I mean, DJ Iree sleeping at the wheel. How long has it been since DJ Iree was there?
Probably a decade. Big three era. It's right? DJ M. Dot now. DJ M. Dot. Yeah.
The DJ Iree era, though. That was a great Heat era.
It was. It was. Dude's a legend. You know, he like tours.
He tours with Jamie Foxx usually.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
not a bad gig. Go from stadium DJ to that.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hawk and Crowder.